Section B. Part 1.
Short Conversations. Directions.
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1. Can you give me an indication as to which way you're going to vote, sir?
I thought that constitutionally, I had the right not only to vote, but also not to reveal how I voted. Am I right or not?
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Two.
I think we should set a definite date for student union re-elections. So far, 5 people have planned to run in it.
If it were less than 3, I'd say we keep waiting for more nominations. But with that many already planning to run for president, I guess we'd better call a meeting. Question. What are the speakers most probably going to do? Three. Pardon me, I don't want to miss any more of the first act. Can you please show me to my seat? It's just too dark, and I don't think I'm able to find my seat.
I'm sorry, miss, but I can't seat you until the interval.
Question. What does the man mean? Four. Is the rescue crew still looking for survivors of the plane crash?
Yes, they have been searching the area for hours, but they haven't found anybody else. They'll keep searching until night falls.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Five. Professor Thompson helped me so much that I'm thinking of buying him a book of poetry.
I think you should get him a music CD. Just because he's an English teacher doesn't mean that all he does is read.
Question. What does the man mean? Six. Oh, I'm nearly driven mad. Are you up to helping me with the economics assignment?
I've already looked at it, but it's over my head.
Question. What does the man mean? Seven. I've noticed that you spend a lot of your time tending your garden. Would you like to join our gardening club? We meet every other Wednesday.
Oh, thanks for the invitation, but this is how I relax. I'd rather not make it something formal and structured.
Question. What can we infer about the man?
Eight.
Hello, this is Dr. Martin from the emergency department. I have a male patient with a fractured ankle.
Oh, we have 1 bed available in Ward 3. Sending him here and I will take care of him. Question. What are the speakers talking about?